Welcome to Staging Life with Barb. This is Barb Schwartz, and I'm very excited to share this hour together with you. Whether you're listening online, because a lot of us listen through the internet, thank heavens, or driving in your car or at your work or home, I want to welcome you and hope that we help brighten your day and help start your week off to a really, really great beginning. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
It's wonderful.
It's beautiful weather up here. How's the weather down there in California?
Well, you know, I hear that we're having a heat wave at home in Seattle, and there's a bit of a heat wave down in the northern area of California as well, where I've been teaching one of my accredited staging professional courses this last week. So the whole West Coast must be looking really good.
Well, you know, when we have the heat wave, it's actually kind of a nice, refreshing change. But they don't kid around with heat waves down there.
No, I know.
That's hot stuff.
It really is hot stuff. And when it warms up, it really warms up. But, you know, in Seattle and on Whidbey Island where we have our home, we always find that we can take it just for a few days, and then everybody wants it to start getting a little cooler. That's because our blood is thinner, I think.
I think so.
Well, it's a joy to introduce you to everyone, and I hope all of you give good pats on the back to Eric when I talk with him each week, because he makes the magic so that we can be on the air together. And today, in just a little bit, I have two special guests that are both accredited staging professionals, and both are realtors, and also one of them, whose name is Sharon Beck, she and I go way back in time into the 80s, which was just yesterday, Eric.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
I know. And her husband, Istvan, and that's how you say his name, Istvan. He is
Istvan.
From Hungary.
Okay.
And I'm going to interview them about their work here in the United States and their work in Hungary. And they are known as the International Couple of Real Estate. And they believe so strongly in staging and helping improve other people's lives, and I think everyone is just really going to enjoy hearing what they share. Before we bring them on, I want to set the tone for this week for everybody listening, because last week I talked about the power of the spoken word, and just refresh everybody's mind on that. The word is not just a sound or a written symbol, but it's really a force. And it is the power you have to express and communicate, to think, and really to create the events in your life. So sometimes my relatives, husband, staff members, or others will say, wow, you're really into words. And I say, yeah, because they have meaning. And so through life, for an example, if we say that we're going to spend money, that kind of has the connotation, Eric, that means we're going to waste it.
Well,
you know
sometimes.
How the government sometimes spends money?
Yeah. But some people say you got to spend money to make money. So.
Well, that's true, and I like to reframe that, though, and I love that word reframe, because it allows us, as the geniuses that we really are, and I really mean that, or I wouldn't say it, to erase and replace that with maybe a better word. So to me, the word is invest.
Right.
Because if you spend money, it has a connotation that maybe we wasted it. When you say an investment, you expect to get a high return on your investment. And so I like to look at words, and as a professional speaker, that's a part of my world. And I've had an audience in total now of around 600,000 people hear me speak. And Eric, you better believe that I get a lot of comments about certain words. So when you have that many people critique the words that you use, I think that probably is one of the reasons that I'm so conscious of choosing words that stand for what we really mean and are thinking inside.
Mm.
I mean, does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does.
And sometimes we just pick the wrong word. I know I do. And
well,
then
those words were well chosen, Barb.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
You really got the meaning across.
Thank you. Well, I want to set the tone for this week to talk about freedom and how much we love our freedom here in the United States. And we had a holiday recently that on the show we talked about freedom. And the freedom I'm going to talk a little bit about is really self-freedom, that we are limitless in what we can create. And so, Eric, today and for all of our listeners, I just want everybody to think about the possibilities to really detach yourself from your past, future preoccupations and choose to live in the immediate sense of now. Because so many of us think about what happened yesterday or what we hope happens in the future. Do you find yourself doing that sometimes?
All the time.
I mean, we really do that. And so as we're having dialogue with ourselves, because I always find that you talk the most to yourself rather than other people. There's a self-dialogue going on right now with you, Eric, and everybody listening, because we have that genius ability to listen to people and at the same time have these recordings go off in our head or thoughts that we're choosing. And so to be free means not to be confined to what seems to limit us by what happened in the past,
mm-hmm.
you know, or even afraid of what we're thinking about in the future. So to be free to me means to participate in really being positive, and hence Positive Choice Talk Radio, and also to realize there really are two emotions that we all come from. One is fear and the other is love. And they really are opposite, because love has no fear. True love has no fear. And fear is something that really binds us all. And so my live seminars, and also in my own head, I talk to myself about this a lot, of staying out of what I call the box. And fear is where the box, fear lives in the box, and the box is where fear lives. It also is really ruled by our ego, because it's so protective of us. And so love can be looked upon as a total absence of fear. And I don't know about you, Eric, or our listeners, but I find a lot of times that's really hard for me to live in that state, you know, of total love, but I'm working on it. And so this last week, my stager puppy that you've heard me talk about, Eric, you know, our little Yorkie?
Mm-hmm. How's he doing, by the way? Last week he was ill.
Really sick.
Oh, no.
And he was at the hospital four different times, and the doctors were saying, wow, you know, we're really concerned about him. And Sophie, my lab, which these are my fur children, she got really sick too. But Stager, our Yorkie, was the most ill of both of them. And there were times it wasn't looking real good. And so it was really hard to not go to that fear side. And there was a lot of care that I was giving both of them. And so the good news is that they have both recovered and now Stager.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm so happy, and he's back to being his impish self because he has real attitude. And so as we get back to thinking about us, while all of us want love, many of us really seem unable to experience it. Our guilty fears from the past can block our ability to give and receive love in the present. And I'm going to say that again, because I know of several people listening right now that, although I would never say their names, I really want to share that with, because our guilty fears from the past can block us and our ability to give and receive love in the present. So we think it may be too good to be true, or we think that, you know, things were so bad before that how could they ever be good again? And so fear and love can never be experienced at the same time. And that's really something that I hope all of you listening will really work on thinking about. Fear and love can never be experienced at the same time. And it is always our choice as to which of these emotions we really, really want. So by choosing love more consistently than fear, and all of you listening, I just have to practice this and I work on it because I'm not there yet. And I think all of us are still here on Earth because we have lots of things to learn. It's one of the greatest laboratories is our life of the experiences we have. So by choosing love more consistently than fear, we can change the nature and really the quality of ourselves and our relationships. So I want to set that tone. That's my joy, to introduce everybody listening to think about being limitless this week, that we are the only ones that hold ourselves back, and we are the only ones that can say, I'm living in a state of love, or I'm choosing to live in this fear state. And what I've learned to do, and I am still working on it, so what I say I'm learning to do, is when that starts creeping in, is to say to myself, I ask myself, everyone, one key question. Is this thought I'm having, because you have a thought, and then you can say, is this thought I'm having coming from a place of love or coming from a place of fear? And the ego can really fool us sometimes because we'll think, oh, I'm coming from love. But the minute that fear starts to sneak in there, I know that I am not coming from love, and it's that fear that's, you know, taken over. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. It's something I experienced last week, and each week, as most of you know that are listening, I like to introduce a thought for a positive choice and elaborate on that just a little bit before I introduce our guest.
Well, I'm afraid that it's almost break time, but I love the fact that we're going to come right back.
Well, everyone, stay tuned, because we're going to bring back our great guest. And I'm so glad you're listening today. This is Barb Schwerz on KKNW, Positive Choice Talk Radio. You come back. We'll be right back with you. We're just so glad that you're here and listening today, and you may be listening even from another country. It is such a pleasure to welcome our two guests who happen to be friends of mine. They also happen to be accredited staging professionals. Both of them are real estate agents, and they are known as the International Couple. And Ishtvan Shankoy is Sharon Beck's husband, and they are husband and wife, as I said. And so welcome, Sharon and Ishtvan. How are you today?
Great.
Well, we're so glad to welcome you to the show. It's
Thank
a
you.
Joy to have you on, and it is my pleasure to interview both of you as we just talk about and visit together with some of your accomplishments and some of the great things you've been doing. Ishtvan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
It's so great to hear your voice and that beautiful, handsome
Thank
Hungarian
you,
accent. Now, Ishtvan, I know that you and Sharon have gone and do go to Hungary, where you're from, once a year. Is that right?
Yes.
And could you tell everybody about the trip that you took to Hungary? And I'm going to keep interfacing with you and interviewing with more questions. When did you go to Hungary, and both of you taught the accredited staging professional course that I developed in Hungary? Tell everyone when that was.
Well, it was 2 years ago. We went to Hungary, and we advertised through the Internet, and I reached a couple Hungarian real estate companies, mostly by emails, and we had three articles about the Real Estate Investment Magazine. And then that was in 2002, May 16, and this was an article came about us and the method you actually trademarked. And after this article, calls came in, and actually we had a one-hour session free offered that in a Hungarian capital in Budapest, and 25 people showed up, and we introduced this new method of staging, and actually three signed up.
That is so exciting, and I know that there were many newspapers that reported and magazines, specifically one which kind of reminded me of like the Newsweek magazine, that there was a great article written about the work that you were doing and what we were doing. And tell everyone, Sharon, about what happened when you got that call in the middle of the night. Do you remember that phone call from the Prime Minister or Finance or someone in that high level? Are you there, Sharon?
The one I was thinking about was the, are you talking about when we got the call from the newspaper wanting to interview us about that?
That was one of the calls, and you had told me, I think, that they were talking about how this was really helping the economy. Do you remember that? You shared with me that you got this call like 3 in the morning. They were asking for Sharon Beck, and they wanted to know all about the class and that the sales time for their listings had really reduced. Tell everyone about the statistics on that. Do you remember?
Oh, that was one of the agents that had taken our course. The call we got was they were asking about the staging, and they said that they noticed that there was a realtor over there that was advertising, if you list with me and let me stage your home, I will get it sold in less than 8 weeks. And the market time over there was something like 6 months. And so they called her and asked her how she could make such a fantastic claim. And she said, well, because this American couple came over here and they did a training that I took, and I learned how to stage homes, and now every home that I have listed and staged has sold in under 8 weeks. And that's how I feel comfortable enough to make that claim.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And so the effect that that would have is just mind-boggling to me. It's like when I started it here in the United States in 1972. And to this very day, we have to explain what staging is over and over again. And I remember Istvan, because Sharon, I so appreciate you sharing that when you first were looking at the translation, you were concerned that there was no meaning for the word stage over there.
Right.
And then we talked about the fact that when I started it here, it was the theater, that kind of stage. And I think that was the same interpretation over there. Isn't that right?
Yes. And it was interesting, the woman that has had such success, she initially was not going to take the training after she had heard the one-hour presentation. She said she thought, well, that's nice, but I don't think, that really would work over here. And then she got a call from some clients she had been working with, and they had seen a for sale sign, and it was in an area that they wanted. And so they called and said, can you get us in to see this house? And she said yes, and she made the appointment. And she said as soon as they walked in, it was exactly as I had been describing some houses. It was just, it was crammed with stuff, and she could just feel her clients shrinking and moving back out. And they just wanted out of the house, but she could see that the house was perfect for them. And so she asked them to just imagine the house totally empty and imagine their armoire here and their couch here. And when she started describing how it would look with their furniture in it, they relaxed and started saying, oh, yes, I see. And when they said, okay, we want to buy this house, she said, that's when I knew I have to take that staging course because this really works.
That is so great. And, so many times buyers cannot imagine. And that's the way I came up with that phrase, buyers only know what they see, not the way it's going to be. And the same is true for all of us as real estate agents. So what a difference the two of you made when you presented the class. And everyone listening, when you go on stagedhomes.com, and for our new listeners, that's S-T-A-G-E-D, staged, homes, H-O-M-E-S.com, you will actually see our Hungarian accredited staging professionals that are on the website. And I see that some of them, the words are written in Hungarian and some are written in English. And it's so exciting to me to see the great work you've done over there. How long did you stay on that trip?
We were there 3 weeks.
And so you actually, I saw pictures of a house that you staged before and after.
Yes.
And how long did that house take you to do that?
That took about 3 hours because the class, there was only three of them.
Uh-huh.
And but they just really enjoyed it and were so proud of the difference that they made in that house.
And the differences in the pictures were just amazing. And we've had those pictures on the website. And so it's exciting for either the public or our graduates to go in and to see that. Now, we are going to have some really quality time here to visit, which is really great. And I want to ask you, Istvan, a little bit about your background. You were born in Hungary, is that right?
Yes, I was born in Hungary, in south side of Hungary. It's close to the city Pécs and the small town Komló.
And when did you come to the United States?
1986 with my family.
And when you arrived, did you know any English?
Probably 100 words, that's it.
And did you have a lot of money with you when you came?
Not much. Probably less than $4,000.
Yeah, that's not a lot, especially when you're going to start a new life.
Oh, yeah, my family, I didn't have a job for months and months.
And so had you come to just visit and take a look at staying, or had you come to for sure stay? Did you know that when you came?
Yes, because I get a political asylum.
I see. Okay. Wow. And so now, when did you and Sharon meet? How long ago was that?
That was in 1991 when she recruited me to her
office. So Sharon, tell everybody that story. I love that story of how you two met initially.
Well, I was a recruiting manager. Recruiting was my love, and he was one of the calls I made, and he agreed to come in and meet with me. And I remember I could hardly understand him. His accent was so thick, but he had such a willingness to get out there and do what it takes to be successful that he convinced me, and so I hired him, and he was very much a hard worker. He would go anywhere and knock on any door to find a house for his buyers, and he really persevered on everything he did, and I knew that if he was allowed to be free to do what he wanted in real estate, that he would be very successful.
So I know, but some of our listeners don't, that you were managing a real estate office at that time.
Yes.
And so when you say recruiting, you were looking for agents to join your particular branch office.
Right.
And so I love how when you two met that he did not speak as clear of English as he does now. And Ishvan, I always compliment you, and I mean this sincerely, on your badge of bravery, because you'd always amaze me. I believe you're not afraid of anything. And I was talking about fear I introduced and opened up the show today. And you're a man that I don't see a lot of fear with. You just set your goals and you go out and you make them happen. What do you think about that?
Well, I learned in Hungary when I choose a new country to my home, you have to be brave. And I left the whole country and I learned a new language, and that was totally new to me, and I choose new occupation, and that's really broadened my view of life, and I don't think I have to be afraid from anything anyway.
Well, I really want to compliment you again and acknowledge you for that, because so many of us have fears that to us they seem real, but in the bigger scope, the bigger picture, they are very... maybe what I call the definition of fear, false evidence appearing real. And growing up at that time, now, when you were younger, Hungary was a communist country, is that right?
Yes.
And you saw in your earlier years or heard about things with the police and different things that would be entirely different than you experience here.
Yes, it was different than here. The people had much more or less opportunity to live their life the way they want it. And real estate wasn't anything available, really, just a very few small properties, weekend houses. And now the democracy is totally different. And actually, I went for a year for Africa with a company to work, and that's really opened my eyes. And I was thinking to give to my family a better future, and went to the United States, and I really...
Well, we're just proud to have you as an American, and many great things that you do and contribute to your neighbors and to others, and it's just a real honor having you on the show, and you and Sharon both. So everyone, I want to take a commercial break real quick-like, and then when we come back, we're going to find out how long did Ishvan work in Sharon's office before they ended up seeing each other again and later becoming married, because there's quite a little story here. And those of us that love love stories, I think you'll enjoy hearing this. So everyone, stay tuned. This is Barb Schwerz with Staging Life with Barb, KKNW, Positive Choice Talk Radio, 1150 AM on the dial. You come right back and listen to our sponsors as well. We'll be talking soon. Hold on. Come right back. This is Barb Schwerz, and I hope your Monday's off to a great start. The sun is out, at least in Seattle and also in Northern California. And it's so great to be visiting with you today, and I thank all of you who tune in and listen on a regular basis. I would not be here without you, and I appreciate you. If you would like to be on an email status with me, please email me at barb@stagedhomes.com, stagedhomes.com. And then we will send you a little bulletin every Friday to tell you about our guests that are coming up for next week's show. It's a pleasure to have all of you listening, whether you're in your car, at work, at home, or online. And we work at home, too, a lot of us. So I want to welcome back our guests, Sharon Beck and Istvan Shankoy. And Sharon, I'm going to ask you to tell us a little bit about, once you had recruited Istvan to come and work at your real estate office, the office where you were manager, then tell us a little short story about how the two of you ended up being husband and wife years later.
Okay. Well, Istvan was one of my favorite agents because of his work ethic and how willing he was to go out there and get the job done. But I, at that time, was very happily married, and I was only at that office for about a year after I hired him, and then I moved away. I moved about an hour and a half away and was living up more in Northern California, and I did not see Istvan or think of him or hear of him or anything for about 6 years. And life has a way of changing, and I got a divorce, and I moved back to my hometown of Concord and was very happily just going along in my single life and planned on staying that way. And I got a call out of the blue from Istvan Shankoy, and he had tracked me down. By this time, he was single himself, and he had thought I was still up there and still married, and he was going to stop by and visit my husband and I. And he called, and my ex-husband told him that we were no longer married, and so he went in search of me, and just to really renew a friendship. We had never, you know, been romantic or had any of those thoughts at all. And so we just started up a friendship again. And it stayed friendly for, you know, several months. And then one day, turned romantic.
That is so great.
Much to my surprise.
It was a surprise. And Istvan, you were married before too, and both of you had your careers, and then, as Sharon said, life sometimes has a way of happening, and life, they say, is what happens when you're making other plans. So it's just really great to hear your story. I thank you for sharing that so much with us.
Uh-huh.
Now, right now, you have a new website, and you have really come up with what I think is a wonderful way of really helping people around the world as well as marketing yourselves. And you're the first to do this that I know of because you have the domain name. And so, Istvan, the new website is, of course, www.theinternationalcouple.com. Theinternationalcouple.com. Now, when did you come up with that concept?
Well, I think that was mostly Sharon's idea because I am Hungarian and she is American. Actually, she was born in California, and I think that was a great idea of hers. And that's, I think, it's really stand out because we are different than most of the real estate agents.
Now, you're both with what real estate company?
We're working with Keller Williams Realty in Danville.
And your home office is in which city in Northern California?
In Danville, yes.
Well, our home office is in Concord. Our real estate office that we work out of is in Danville.
And those areas, as I know, are really easy to drive back and forth from.
Oh, yes.
And all types of price ranges, even though the market in Northern California and a lot of places in the country, really, including Seattle, continue to go up. And with interest rates as low as they've been and with the economy looking pretty good right now, It's just wonderful that the two of you, I think, have teamed up and are now known as the international couple.
Can I interject something? One of the reasons that I thought we should call ourselves that is the last time we were in Hungary, which was last May, we were asked to bring two properties back to the United States to market. And one is a cottage at Lake Balatone, and the other is a subdivision that's already subdivided outside of Pest. And so I just thought, well, gosh, we're kind of an international couple, and that's really how the name came up.
Well, it's the truth. And tell everyone now, what would the price of the cottage be over there in U.S. dollars?
It's about $50,000, and that would cover the cottage plus a little studio cottage that's on the same property. And the $50,000 would cover those two units plus the attorney's fees, and that's the whole thing would take care of all of it.
Now, is that in the country, or is it on the lake, or both?
Well, it's in Lake Balatone is the largest lake in continental Europe.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's beautiful. It's where it used to be very, very popular with the East Germans when the Iron Curtain was up.
Oh.
And now that that Hungary is part of the European Union, prices are just going up almost on a daily basis all over Hungary.
And again, István has seen so many changes there, and yet you've seen changes too since the two of you have been married, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
What are the biggest changes you see when you go back to Hungary each year that you can think of?
Well, the biggest change is, for instance, his grandfather's property István, how many acres was your grandfather's property?
It's probably 4 acres.
Well, it sold that first year we went back there, and if we would have known it was for sale, we would have bought it. I think it sold for $300 or $400.
Yeah. Oh.
Then a couple of years later, it was like up to $6,000. Now it's $10,000.
Wow. So from $400 to $10,000, that's quite a leap.
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
In 4 years, it's gone from that.
Wow. And it'll just keep going up, I have no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at a flyer, a brochure that you shared with me this weekend, and the countryside is so beautiful. I've never had the pleasure or the joy of going to Germany or Hungary, and some of you listening have. How would you describe what you see in the countryside, Sharon, when you go? Because you were just there this May, actually.
It's lush. I was really surprised that it's even lusher than Ireland, because we went both places. And the thing about Hungary is it rains like every 4 to 5 days. It'll cloud up, it'll rain, and then the sun will come out. And so they don't even have to irrigate their crops.
Wow.
And it's just green everywhere all the time, and the weeds along the side of the road are oriental poppies and blue lupin, and it's just spectacular. I had no idea before I went there that Hungary was as beautiful a countryside as it is, let alone how gorgeous Budapest is.
Oh, you just painted a beautiful picture, especially with the poppies and the lupus, and wow.
Yeah.
Now, when you think of the community of Budapest, which I'm learning to say from what you've taught me, István, what's the population approximately in that city?
Budapest, about 2 million.
And
that's including
so
Buda and Pest.
There is McDonald's.
Yes,
quite a few. Are there department stores?
Oh, yes. And we have a big stores, very similar like here in the United States.
And so now, how would you describe the economy? I know it's much better. Is business booming?
Yes, and definitely one of the best in the European Union. I just heard recently on the news.
That's wonderful. How many live in the country of Hungary?
A total 10 million, just above 10 million.
10 million. And if you were to give a similarity of a state, the size of a state, is it as big as Texas or California or smaller like Iowa or what would the size be?
I would say like one-third of California, and especially in the Bay Area, it's some areas like that, you know, the activities, just not that much traffic at the moment. Only in Budapest, it's lots of traffic jams and very metropolis area.
Now, they drive on opposite sides of the street than we do, right?
No, they drive the same like here.
Oh, they do, because I've heard about, I've seen your driving, and sometimes I hold on tight. Sharon always says this, because you learn to drive in Hungary.
Yes, I learned over there, and they are just a little bit faster than here.
Yeah, they are just a little bit faster.
Yes.
And so teach me, because I use that word on purpose because I want to learn. So is it the Autobahn? Or all of the roads, do they have speed limits, or you can drive as fast as you want?
No, they have a speed limit, but just a few people obey the law.
Now, in a little bit,
temper,
we're going to need to take our last commercial break. But first, I want to ask you, now, do you stay in contact with the ASPs, the Accredited Staging Professionals that you taught?
Yes. We met with, actually, one of them in Budapest, and she actually have quite a few listings, and she tried to influence the people to stage it, yes.
Wonderful. Now, let her know that she can post her listings on StageTomes.com.
Okay.
And the day is coming when we will have, right now, we have the map of the United States, and then we have Ireland, Hungary, United Kingdom, and Canada. And so I would say within the next number of months, we're going to have sites within the site, so that Hungary will have its own site. And you did not know that, but that's what's coming.
Oh.
And right now, however, when people go into StageTomes.com, they can see her listings in Hungary just as much as they could see a house in Seattle or Denver, Colorado. And so it's very exciting, and please communicate with them that they have the right now to post the houses they've listed as long as they're staged. They can put them on StageTomes.com, and we think that's very exciting. What do you think?
Oh, I'm going to call them right away.
Oh, yes, because the listing that she showed us, it was staged.
Awesome.
And we took pictures of it. Actually, we could probably, if it's still for sale, we could probably, you know, send those to you to go up on the site.
Well, now, see, in the new site of StageTomes.com, she just goes in, and Ishvan, you can help her, and Sharon, you can help her. And we'd be glad to help, too. And they can put the house and the pictures up, and it's very easy to do. And so if there is a challenge, some people that know computers a little bit better than others find it very easy to do, and even those that are not familiar with using a computer that much, and she's probably an expert, but some that aren't find it very easy to do, and our office is there to help as well. I want everyone to know the number in the States, and that's 800-392-7161 for StageTomes.com. And everyone, we're going to take our last commercial break, and I want you to stay tuned. I sure hope you will, because we're going to come back and ask some more secrets from Sharon and Ishvan, and hear some more adventures. And it's a joy to have you listening to our show today. So you stay tuned. Come right back to KKNW, Positive Choice Talk Radio, 1150 a.m. on the dial. This is Barb Schwerz, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. In May, and then you went to see Fiona in Ireland and to see the baby and to see her beautiful staging van, which we have pictures of on the site.
We've got 2 minutes, Barb.
Okay, so it's just so exciting to hear about how we can work together in love and peace and joy. And I want to thank you, Sharon, and thank you, Ishvan, for being
thank
on
you.
My show
thank
today.
Thank you.
It's really a joy to have you here. And we're going to close the show, and I do want to remind you, you can go to their site at theinternationalcouple, all one word, .com, or you can email them at theinternationalcouple.com. And as you go about your work, your home life, your personal life, and your professional life, everyone listening, remember what I'm asking us all to think about this week, and that's that we're really limitless, that we have a total sense of freedom, and that's always with us as long as we want to acknowledge that. And I'm talking about choosing our thoughts and to let go of our guilty fears that maybe have gotten in our way.
Barb, we're going to have to wrap up early. I'm sorry, we've got a fire alarm here in the building.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to think positive thoughts about that. Everybody
Thanks.
Will. Talk next week.